This is Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. Today, we're going to meet the new head of Oakland Unified School District, Antoine Wilson. Wilson spent 5 years as assistant superintendent of schools in Denver before taking over here in Oakland last July. Wilson has taken charge of a district with around 37,000 students in its district-run schools. About 70% of them come from low-income families and qualify for free or reduced lunch. Almost half speak a language other than English at home. Wilson came by KALW's studio recently, and I started out by asking about his childhood, his experiences in school, what extracurricular activities he enjoyed doing.
I participated in several. I mean, in addition to playing football and track and basketball, I participated in speech and in debate. I also was drawn into a club focused on multicultural education and social justice, and did that work in high school and went on to found a club focused on equity in college, and also was a part of student government while I was in college for a while as well. So, and I was drawn in to those things because my nature was not to get involved in those things because I was quiet and shy in some respects, and had some teachers say you had things to say. I didn't know what I had to say, but they thought I had something to say, and they drew me in and pulled me in. And what I found from the participating in the social justice clubs is I did have great passions around addressing issues of social justice and making sure that everyone had equal access to opportunity and all of those things. And so those passions were there. And my favorite thing to do was play basketball. And so if you'd have caught me 6.5 days out of every week, it was about basketball.
Can you tell me a little bit more about your upbringing?
Sure. So I was born to a single parent. My mother was 18 years old, and she was on her own since age 12. I'm her oldest child. We moved a lot, and so one constant is every year, new school. We moved between, I was in Wichita, Kansas, very rough area. Most folks outside of the Bay Area didn't know that there are the issues that you see here, issues that you see all over the Midwest. And I say the one salvation for me is that I happened to be born to the mean aunt. And my mother was very strict. I was afraid of her. I'm proud to say that she did an excellent job instilling that fear. I was more worried about what she said than any amount of peer pressure. And she moved us away, left everything. We one day came home and she moved us to Nebraska. I often say she was trying to find the least diverse place in the world and moved us to Lincoln. I say she accomplished that. and while I was glad to grow up in Lincoln, it prepared me in ways that most folks can't understand, but it was very challenging. The racial dynamics were very difficult for someone like me, growing up in a place where most kids were middle class and most kids had things that we didn't. And I had to spend a lot of my time trying to hide what we did not have.
So let's fast forward now to this spring when recruiters from Oakland came knocking, telling you about this job. What did they tell you and what drew you in?
The things that they were interested in doing, the city's interested in doing, I had experience in leading. And so I got excited about coming there. And then I met several students and community members and the board members and decided to go for it.
So what are those things that the district was interested in doing that you were good at?
Well, I mean, I think first of all is making sure that students have access to quality schools. But then beyond that, there was an interest on increasing graduation rates, getting more kids into college, decreasing the dropout rates. And they were interested in doing that and still are interested in doing that through uplifting community schools. Access to health centers, social-emotional learning, mental health supports, and then the African-American Male Achievement Initiative, and recognizing that it's important to call out the success of our African-American males as a priority and something we're focusing on. All of those things attracted me.
Hmm. And what did you do in Denver that you think would work here in Oakland?
in Denver, what I spent my time doing is really trying to make sure that the focus was on ensuring that kids had an opportunity to graduate, that we had the right types of schools for our students, that we were scaling up college and career programs that were geared towards helping students and not just easy for adults, and pursuing the types of opportunities that students and families were going to get excited about. The results of that was significant increases in graduation rates, significant increases in kids going to college, advanced placement classes, dual enrollment, international baccalaureate, single-digit dropout rates after having double-digit dropouts for years, attendance rates going up, less suspensions, all of those, significantly less suspensions, by the way, for all of our students, including our African-American students. And so all the things that Oakland is looking to pursue, those were things that we had success in Denver.
So let's talk about African-American men for a while. You have, in Denver, you've done a great deal of work for young Black men. And I'm wondering, did you deal with a district that has these high rates of young Black men dealing with issues of crime, dealing with issues of constantly being, you know, suspended with zero tolerance policies, and just the school to prison pipeline that's happening here in Oakland? And what approaches do you have to deal with that and to elevate the status of young Black boys in Oakland?
The success we had in Denver was on getting the district to focus on the types of things that I knew would make a difference towards the success of large groups of African-American males. And so what are those things? Those things are, first of all, rigor. Many people think that African-American male students don't want to get a great education. It's so far from the truth. Our students come to us with great excitement about getting an education. It's that excitement sometimes that they cannot contain. We wanted to try to get them exposed to individuals who are going to be excited about that excitement, excited about that energy that they bring, and get them to use that in their learning. And there are school models that are focused on kids doing more of the talking, doing more of the engagement, as opposed to listening less to adults talk, watching adults less. And what those schools find and what those leaders find is that African-American male students can achieve to the highest levels as well as any other student.
So how do you feel about charter schools? There are many of them in Oakland, and their numbers are increasing. Many see them as a solution to what they see is a struggling public educational system, but others see them as just, honestly, some people I heard say, you know, it's segregation all over again. So how do you feel about charter schools?
Yeah, so I would say that charter schools are an important part of the education landscape, but if people are looking at them as the solution to our education system, I don't agree with that at all. I believe that it's important that our school district that are going to run the majority of our schools, that are running the majority of our schools where most of students attend, that we got to make sure that those are quality schools as well. I think that the debate is one that I struggle with from the standpoint of, is it a district school versus a charter school, or are they public schools, or all of this other stuff that I hear. I believe the focus has to be on ensuring that all of our students have access to quality schools.
No matter
who's running the school, it needs to be a quality school. So if you're a charter school and you're in existence and you're not a quality school, then I struggle with understanding the purpose of that. Mm-hmm. Because charter schools do push innovation. They do allow some flexibilities and things of that nature that can be great lessons for district-run schools. And when they're providing great quality and able to teach those lessons, then it makes sense to make that available to families. They want them. Mm-hmm. And students are excited about being there. And so for me, I see it less about the building and who's running it and more about the benefit that it's providing the kid. The same is true for district-run schools as well. I mean, for me, is if you are a low-performing school and you're not taking care of business, and that has been the case over an extended period of time, we should be addressing that with all speed as well. And so I don't extend that to just charter schools. I say district-run schools, we need to make sure that the focus is on quality. What I often say is, you know, those kids are going to be in third grade one time. And when we have a tolerance for low performance, whether it's a district run school or a charter school, we're hurting kids. And what we do know is that continues over year in and year over year. Then what that's going to mean for students is they're most likely not going to be ready to graduate high school. They're most likely not going to be college and career ready. And many times it's going to be to no fault of their own.
What do you think the place of technology is today in schools?
Well, you know, thank you. It's an interesting question, being where we are located here in the Bay, and the fact that technology is so prominent. Technology can play a tremendous role in personalizing education for students, ensuring that students have an opportunity to work ahead, catch up, work, and allow students to do certain types of work while a teacher concentrates his or her time with a small group of students. I think technology can be supportive in terms of providing data that allows school leaders and teachers to make decisions about kids. I think technology is powerful because it can help parents know information about their child that previously, when I was in school, our parents would have had to depend on the school to tell them every 9 weeks. And a parent can know that today, right now, and should know that today, right now. And so I think technology can be a tremendous leverage point for that. And then I just want to make sure I stress, it's not as a replacement of teachers. It's to enhance the learning environment, not to and to help transform the learning environment, not to replace teachers and school leaders outright, but maybe to change the way we've traditionally done our business.
And if we wanted to talk about equity in terms of any person from the Bay Area will tell you, especially people in Oakland, will tell you there are two Oaklands, the Flatlands and the Hills. And the people in the Hills are more affluent, and they have the higher scoring schools, more than the people on the Flatlands. So I'm wondering if there were any plans to not even things out, but just bring more equity.
What that means is helping people understand what equity means. And sometimes I hear people confuse equity with equality.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to give everyone the same. And what equity is really speaking to is that we need to make sure that we provide every student in every school what they need, and while we're holding all students to the same high standard, which means that some kids in some schools may need more, and so they should get more. But at the same time, that it should not be threatening to students and other parts, because we have a responsibility to ensure that every child get what they need in order to make it. Now, what that quite simply means for us is we have to help people understand how dollars work and how money works. Because many times what people look at is just what they can see. So they'll say, well, some schools in the Heartland, they since they have more free and reduced lunch students, in the new LCFF funding, more money comes from free and reduced lunch and English language learners and foster youth. And they'll say, well, since those schools have more of those students, they are getting more money. Well, what is being hidden is the fact that many of your more middle-class neighborhoods have access to more veteran teachers, more veteran staff. The veteran staff costs more. Those schools are paying an average salary, as they should, by the way, because what I don't want to do is create a disincentive for people to hire experienced teachers. We need our schools at all levels hiring teachers who and maintaining teachers who have great experience. But what's happening in those schools is we are spending more money there, because as they have more veteran teachers, more money is going into those schools and is not being shown. What that means for us as a system is we have to create incentives and structures that will lead to those talented, experienced educators, teachers, school leaders wanting to take on the most challenging places, and seeing that I really can't consider myself the best unless I've gone there.
What are you most excited about in working for Oakland?
Well, I'm excited about making a difference for kids. I'm excited about the families. I'm excited about working with the teachers and the school leaders. And so I'm excited about that. I'm excited about fast forwarding 5 years from now, similar to 6 years ago when I started in Denver and spoke to my team, and people were hearing all the complaints and were frustrated. And I said, well, 5 years from now, people are going to be trying to figure out how we did it. And that's how I feel in Oakland. I feel like 5 years from now, people are going to want to know how we did it. And what I'm going to say is the potential was always there. What we did is we focused and we unleashed the talent that Oakland already has. Oakland has great assets. And that's what I'm excited about, unleashing them and hopefully being a small part in helping Oakland children get the opportunity that I had as a young man, being raised in a single parent household by a teenage mother who was able to make it to college, who many individuals would say had no business going to school. And in fact, had many educators tell me I would not go to school in spite of the fact that I was a good student. I want them to have that opportunity, and I'm excited about the work we're going to do to provide it for all of our kids.
That's Antoine Wilson, Oakland Unified School District Superintendent.